You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hi, this is Paul Lazarus. In the 1980s, I produced and hosted a radio series called Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater. Now the Broadway Podcast Network is bringing back these shows. Today, the conclusion of a three-part visit with legendary writer and Broadway social conscience, E.Y. Yip Harburg. Harburg is best remembered for Brother Can You Spare a Dime and his masterwork, Over the Rainbow. This program was originally broadcast in 1980.
Bahouli was a show in 1951 that you wrote with Sammy Fain. First of all, why do you think Bahouli didn't enjoy much success on Broadway?
Came in at a very bad time during the height of McCarthy period, and it was, I had already gotten in the doghouse with Finian, and they thought that this was a dangerous anti-capitalist show. And it was anything that's anti-capitalist or anti-economics is unpatriotic. I don't know why economics has to do with patriotism, but somehow or other, these two funny ideas have been cemented in people's minds.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as you say, let's have a better economic system where people don't starve, or you're unpatriotic. I don't know why that should be unpatriotic. I don't think it'd be unpatriotic with God in heaven, but there you are. And McCarthy was at his height, and all the newspapers and all the columnists, before we even came in, said that this was a red commie show. And all we were doing there was showing up in an explosively humorous way that production and superproduction in our system.
What was Letterman Cake of the icing? I don't understand that.
The audience at that time was seeing red. They were seeing communism under every bed and frightened.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw this as a terrible show, which said, all it said was, if we were to ever find a genie here who could make all the things we needed for almost nothing, see, that this genie would become public enemy number one because he reduced the price of everything. The price would fall, so we couldn't make profit. We would have all the material goods we want, but we wouldn't have the profit.
Is Bahouli another example of one of those word plays? The word Bahouli, does that come
yes.
from a mixture?
Yes, it comes from a Gaelic, an Irish thing. It's anybody who talks to little people, you know, to old, is a Bahouli. And we had, our main central character was a puppet genie, and the heroine was a girl who knows how to talk to puppets. And it's this puppet that rubs the genie out of the old Aladdin lamp. So the whole thing tied up.
Do you have a favorite song from that score?
Oh, that was a beautiful score. Sammy Fain wrote some darling songs. And I especially loved The World Is Your Balloon.
Well, we're in a tough spot, Sandy. Out of a job, no money saved up, illusions banged up.
We do, Sylvester.
Well, let's ask the puppet.
Yeah, good idea. Let's ask Clyde.
Oh, you kids have nothing to worry about. You're young. You're in love. The world is your oyster. Better than that, the world is your balloon.
Love, love, when you're in love, the world is your balloon. Rain is confetti rain. The moon's a lantern moon. Glow worms are footlights in the clover, for they know life's a bang-up show. Why should it irk us? Ain't it a circus? Yours, is the gate that swings to clowns and tinker bells. Yours is the hope on wings, the heart on carousels. Yours is the earth to play with on a summer afternoon. For when girl loves boy, the world is a toy balloon.
Pretty little world with valley and stream, floating in rainbow weather.
Something for a girl and boy with a dream, something to share together. Lucky are they who never lose the spring to youth and spring.
Yours is the gate that swings to clouds and tinker bells. Yours is the hope on wings, the heart on carousels.
Yours is the earth to play with
on a summer afternoon.
Jamaica, which is a score I really love too, and that's once again back with Harold Arlen. As with most of your ideas, there was a song in Jamaica way ahead of its time called Leave the Atom Alone.
Yes.
Which I think could be used today for the anti-nuclear movement as a theme song.
It should be, and I'm using it in my new show, The Retrospective, I'm doing with Arthur Dlugoff.
It's fabulous, absolutely fabulous.
I think it'll have play now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no question. It bothers me that people aren't aware that a song was written like that in 1957, when it wasn't quite the thing to be against
right.
the nuclear movement.
Well, all these songs were ahead of time. See, I was always politically aware and conscious of what was going on, and my main concern in writing was to hook up real life with the humor of it, and maybe the betterment of it.
Ever since the apple in the garden with Eve, man always fooling with things that cause him to grieve. He fooled with the woman, the woman had blood, and he almost washed out by the 40-day flood. But not since the doom day in old Babylon did he fool with anything so diabolical as the cyclotron. So if you wish to avoid the most uncomfortable trip to paradise, you will be scientific and take my advice. Leave the atom alone. Leave the atom alone. Don't get smart, Alexi, with the galaxy. Leave atom alone. If you want to keep riding in Cadillac car, if you don't want to surely go to heaven prematurely on a shooting star, if it pleasure your heart to keep smoking that big fat cigar, let me drive the point home, leave the atom alone. If you want Mississippi to stay where it is, if you want to see Wall Street and General Motors continue in biz, if you want Uncle Sam to keep holding what's yours and what's his, if you're fond of kith and kin in their skin and bone, don't fool around with hydrogen. Leave the atom alone. Bad for the teeth, bad for the bone. Don't fool with it, leave it alone. If you like Paris in the springtime, London in the fall,
Manhattan in the
autumn, with music on the mall, stop fooling with the fallout, a puff of cosmic ball. or soon you will be fissionable material.
Back for the teeth.
That's right.
Back for the dust. Uh-huh. Don't fool with it. Leave it alone.
Don't mess around, you dopes. Lay off the isotopes. Don't you fuss with the nucleus. Don't go too far with the nuclear. Don't get gay with the cosmic ray. You'll burn your fingers, lose your hair. You leave big smog in the atmosphere. You're most exasperated when radioactivated and cannot be located on telephone.
Rock and roller. Coca-Cola.
Go back to Eve, but leave the atom alone.
Bad for the teeth.
That's right.
Bad for the dust. Don't fool with it.
You'll spoil your complexion, tie up the traffic, jam up your plumbing, lose your sweet disposition.
Don't fool with it.
Leave it alone.
On top of his numerous scores for Broadway and Hollywood, Yip Harburg has found time to pen two volumes of light verse. The first, Rhymes for the Irreverent, appeared in the early 70s. The second, At This Point in Rhyme, was printed by Crown Publishers in 1976. A short piece from At This Point in Rhyme seems a perfect introduction for another song from Jamaica called Napoleon. The selection of light verse is entitled Nostalgia Ain't What It Used to Be and goes: Things used to be fair and fine and good and nice and sweet and yummy. Now they're colossal, terrific, stupendous, sensational, super and crummy.
Napoleon's a pastry. Bismarck is a herring. Alexander, a creme de coco mixed with rum. And Hoover is a vacuum. Columbus is a circle and a day off. Pershing is a square, what a payoff. Alex, as for Caesar, he's just a salad on a shelf. So, little brother, get wise to yourself. Life's a bowl and it's full of cherry pits. Play it big and it throws you for a loop. That's the way with fate. Comes today where great comes. Tomorrow we're tomato soup. Napoleon's a pastry. Get this under your brow. What once used to be a rooster is just a duster now. Du Barry is a lipstick. Pompadour's a hairdo. Good Queen Mary just floats along from pier to pier. Venus de Milo is a pink brassiere. Sir Gladstone is a bag, ain't it shocking? And the mighty Kaiser, just a stocking. The Tsar of Russia is now a jar of caviar. And Cleopatra, just a black cigar. Yes, my honey lamb, Swift is just a ham. Lincoln's a tunnel, Coolidge is a dam. Yes, my noble lads, comes today where fads comes. Tomorrow we are Subway ads. Napoleon's a pastry. Get this under your brow. All these big wig controversials are all commercials now. So better get your jug of wine and loaf of love before that final bow.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
I wanted to know how The Happiest Girl in the World happened, because this time you didn't use a collaborator. Well, you used a collaborator, but he wasn't around. Offenbach provided you with all your music. Was that your idea to do that show?
Yes. Before? Yes. Yes. I was intrigued by the fact that Offenbach was always writing about Greek mythology. And you know, Offenbach, everything that Offenbach, he must have had some great collaborators. A fellow by the name of Levy, and another fella who were the forerunners of Gilbert and Sullivan, and therefore my roots, which were in Gilbert and Sullivan, went further back to Offenbach. I went to his operas and found them, had all the kind, the fun and the humor that was needed for satire. So when I thought of Lysistrata as the oldest comedy in the world, something like 2,500 years,
with 450 an anti-war
BC,
theme.
And at that time that Aristophanes was concerned with reducing war to absurdity, that, of course, you could see that there was a kinship there.
Close to your face, the sandal that touches your shoe.
last show I wanted to talk to you about was the show you wrote with Julie Stein, Darling of the Day. And I had the good fortune to hear Julie Stein perform Let's See What Happens, which
I Where was this?
At that evening, his evening at the YMHA.
Oh, he did it. I didn't see that either.
Yeah. Oh, I'll play it for you, too.
Did it go?
Oh, wonderful. Well, I don't know. I don't know if it went for everybody else, but it went for me.
We've got a great score, and nobody's ever heard it.
I know. It's
because you can't. To do it now, it should be done. It costs $1 million.
You know what, though? It's not such a great recording. I don't like the recording of it. And that song in particular was, I thought, not a good
the recording range. Is very bad because we had Vincent Price who couldn't sing.
Yeah.
He couldn't sing. He should never have recorded.
But when I heard Let's See What Happens the first time I heard it on the record, it had a very string-oriented arrangement. And it somehow or other, it killed the sentiment because it was too mushy. It was too mushy. And then when I heard Julie Stein playing it with just piano, it was so wonderful and so charming, and your lyric just took off.
Let's give the waltz a chance, let's dance, and let's see what happens. Let us carouse while Strauss caresses the strings. Even the shy may fly on musical wings. They say music can do the most unusual things. Let's take a step or two or three and let's see what happens. Let us pretend, my friend, it's only a spree. And if a great adventure happens to happen, won't it be nice? Won't it be nice if it happens to you?
I think every writer is some theme that runs everything he does. I think you can recognize it in Shaw, you can recognize it in Gilbert, you can recognize it even in some of our lyric writers like Colt Porter, Gershwin, and each one contributes his own hallmark, and I don't think they can be compared as to who is the better. Each one has his own technique and his own contribution. I think what moves me, of course, I'm very conscious of social injustice and the use of satire and humor as a weapon against these follies and foibles. But I suppose, like everybody else, I think basically we all go around trying to find out who we are. The kids today think they're the only ones that are in quest of that search. And I think we all want to know how we're related to the universe and how we are related to people. And when my little guru book doesn't tell me, I sometimes go up the Empire State and look at the stars to see how I'm related to the universe. Well, I can't reach those stars. So I go down, then I try to see how I'm related to people, and there are too many people, too many stars. So I go home, and no one's at home. My thesaurus is gone. So I tiptoe into that bedroom where the lady of the thesaurus usually has it, and I find her in bed asleep with her arms folded over George Bernard Shaw. Well, there's a man I'm never jealous of. And she has a benign look on her face, so I know she has just been able to tell Androcles how to handle that lion. And her face is usually one that makes me feel that behind those eyelids are the stars that I finally can touch, that I couldn't reach, but now that I can touch. And behind those eyes are always the people I couldn't reach, but now I can touch. And I think it's summed up in this song. Oh, it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a cotton sky hanging over a nylon tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your smile, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Thank you.
Wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly. Birds fly over that rainbow. Why then, oh why can't I? If any little bird can fly beyond the rainbow, why oh why can't I?
You've been listening to the conclusion of a three-part series devoted to legendary writer Yip Harburg. Associate producer Jeff London. Anything Goes Backstage with Broadway's Best is produced and hosted by Paul Lazarus. For more information, visit anythinggoespl.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate and follow us. Thanks for listening.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.